had a busy weekend, really. We obviously launched, as you said there, we launched the third kit, which is a tribute to Ray Wilson and the England team on their 50-year anniversary. That has gone down incredibly well. We're almost taken aback by how well it's gone. And we had a bit of reaction from our fans through social media over the weekend as well about that if we put Wilson 66 on the back of the shirts when they bought it, will we donate the proceeds from the lettering and the numbering to Alzheimer's Society? So we've agreed to that, and we've had a few fans that have done that over the weekend and doing it today also. So we're doing our little bit for that charity as well. So really, really well. And then, of course, as you mentioned as well, season cards. It's the final day of our season card campaign, which has kind of gone on throughout the whole of the summer. We've been pushing it long and hard, and I think it now comes to a close at 9 o'clock tonight in the ticket office. And we're seeing one or two people. You get some late lastminute.com people that turn up, and we've had a few of those today. So yeah, the last few days have been great, and the momentum around town seems to continue.
I was going to say, when you look on social media with the kit being launched and so many people being very positive about it, I mean, whenever a new kit is launched, you're always going to look at that social media reaction. You must be liking what you've seen.
Yeah, we have had instances in the past where you get some of the fan base saying that they don't like the kits. But I've got to say, on this one, out of 100 tweets or 100 posts on Facebook or whatever, I would say each and every one of them have been positive with regards to the kit. I mean, it is quite unique in the sense that it's got Ray Wilson's signature built into the designs on the back of the shirt and just underneath the badge as well. So, and I think people have really bought into the story of the kit and what we've done. And, you know, I know the England FA, they retweeted something that I put out yesterday. I think they like the kit as well. So who knows? They may even copy our kit and playing it in the next World Cup tournament. You never know.
Certainly, yeah, the kits have all been very well received this season. I've bought my blue and white stripes, as I think you've seen, Sean, via Twitter.
Yes, I saw that.
but in terms of season tickets, something which I've seen, you actually posted a tweet, which I think was like a heat map of where the season tickets have been bought. And it was things like Cornwall, Northern Ireland, and so on. Now, obviously, we've had this deal going for quite a while. There was a big rush initially. Do you think almost we have got to the point where those who are going to be buying the season ticket, the majority have got them, or do you still think there's a big audience out there who need to really think, come on, today's the last day?
Yeah, absolutely. I think in terms of where the fan base has come from, obviously the majority is going to be our sort of catchment area, which is effectively about an hour's drive. But there are individuals that have taken up the offer, stretching from one or two in Scotland all the way down, as you sort of say, to Cornwall. So that there has been a wide spread, and people, it never ceases to amaze me how far people actually travel to come and see our games. And I think to make it worthwhile, they only really have to sort of come along to maybe sort of 10 games during the course of the season. Naturally, you want them to come to every one, but it works out very favourable for them. So we're really encouraged by that. Yes, we had a massive sort of tidal wave, a tsunami, if you like, of fans that came in the first 2-3 weeks of the season cards being on sale. So we did the initial 10,000 offer, and that was incredible how the fan base took that up. And then we sort of said, right, well, okay, well, we'll extend it further, take it to 15. And in that period, we've then sort of seen a steady flow of season cards sales throughout that period. I don't think there's been a single day where we've not sold one season card. We've had little peaks and troughs when, for example, we would sign a player. When we signed Aaron Moy, we saw a little spike go up so that people thought, yeah, well, I'll buy a season card on the back of that signing. So you see little trends like that. And on top of that, we tried one or two little different exercises to sort of target individuals in certain areas to get them to buy. So you sort of see people then purchasing throughout the summer those sort of season cards. Now, as we've come into the last weekend, again, I don't know if you noticed, but we've had a TV campaign as well over the weekend. And we've seen a little, again, surge of interest in people buying those tickets. So whether that's the fan base sort of out there saying, now is your chance, now is your time, you've got till 9 o'clock tonight, you need to get it, or whether they've seen the TV commercial, or whether they're starting to believe that Huddersfield Town could be a force this year. Who knows? I mean, we still get people up to the last minute that buying season cards. And I dare say we will still get people around about 9 o'clock tonight. But my message is clear. It's here and now. This is your opportunity to buy a season card at an amazing value. And I think it's one of those offers that I've seen some of the football we've played over the pre-season. We played Ingolstadt over in Austria, and we beat them, their German Bundesliga team. So certainly for the season ahead, it promised to be exciting, and buying a season card will I think offer great value for what lies ahead.
If you want to find out more about the 9 p.m. deadline, but also everything you need to do, it's all at htafc.com. Sean, just want to ask you as well. Obviously, we've got Saturday now. Brentford, it's the first game of the season. I'm imagining the mood around the club is just of great excitement at the moment.
Yeah, very much so. We are, I think, if you again look at fans' comments on throughout social media, there's a real air of positivity around the club, probably unprecedented in its history of the club, probably dating back to the 1920s when we were Thrice champions, of course. But yeah, in all seriousness, there is a lot of positivity around the club at the moment, and you know, with that comes expectation, and we've got to try and deliver that, of course, on the field as well, so that the pressure is on, and we want to do that. And this division is going to be incredibly tough this season. So we're looking forward to it, though. And I think we go into this season with real positivity. And I think we're going to break... we've certainly broke a number of records during this close season already. The pre-season game versus Liverpool, that was a record pre-season attendance. I know I've just seen the commercial figures for the retail July month. And they are, again, an unprecedented first month. I think it's the highest ever sales prior to the season starting, so we're really pleased about that. And then Brentford, of course, on Saturday, we're expecting a record first league game attendance here at the John Smith Stadium. So for that, I think we're going to get sort of 17,500 people in the stadium, maybe even more, which will beat a record that stood since the centenary, so over 10 years ago, which was, I think, 15,500. So things are boding well, and we've just got to try and win now on the pitch, and I think that's the big thing.
Sean, it certainly is. Always brilliant to get you on the show. Sean Jarvis, Commercial Director of Huddersfield Town. Thank you for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Cheers, Andy. Happy Yorkshire Day to you.
And to you too, sir.